a shot in the dark. Wary sort of spark. I'm a light that's too bright for me to see.
Welcome back to the Counter Position. I am your humble host, Andrew Whaley, here on Breadbox Media. All right, kids, here we go. We have got a special, special treat for you tonight. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I'm going to do the bait and switch. No, we actually have Chris Special Treat Stefanik, ladies and gentlemen.
That is my middle name, Special Treat.
That's your rap name.
That's my rap name?
That's what you said last time you were on the show.
That's what my kids all call me, right, kids?
Special Treat. All right, so we've got...
It's all right.
So we have a bona fide... we are having a bona fide, honest-to-goodness family night, as you can hear in the background.
Yeah. We have kids screaming.
We have kids screaming and yelling.
They don't
have
to be in different rooms to scream to each other in the Stefanik house, where we are all alpha dogs.
You definitely, you're screamers.
We're
yellers.
Not even screamers, but yellers. We're loud people.
You're from Jersey, right?
And half Irish.
You're half Irish from New Jersey.
A lot of emotion.
So is it like the Jersey Shore? Is that how you grew up?
Yeah, a little classier. Yeah, really, Jersey Shore. Like, there was no urge to go to Jersey Shore ever.
Really?
Yeah, there really wasn't. Like, I didn't fall in love with the ocean until California. I don't know what it is. Well,
right.
I do know
it's
what it is. It's
a
Jersey
game.
Shore.
Right.
Now there are some beaches in New Jersey that are really beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but a lot of them are just like there's houses going up to a boardwalk and a scene.
As they say in the movie Gardens, do not estimate the drawing power of the Garden State. You know,
it's gorgeous though.
Most of the
state is gorgeous.
I've never been.
Yeah, it's really green.
I like the movie Garden State.
Everybody's familiar with Newark. Through Elizabeth, through Philadelphia, like a really overpopulated swath of New Jersey.
Right.
The rest of it is all just gorgeous, man. I lived about 5 minutes from New York State and a half hour from Manhattan. I love growing up there. Before these kids leave, they're wanting to get out. I want to hear what can I interview.
All right, so we have here. We got a straight up clan here.
We do.
We have a veritable studio audience. And we have a tribe of
say
young,
hi tribe.
We have a tribe of young Indian boys here. They're like, they're like going to sleep outside or something.
Yeah, they're about to take off. But they're about to take off. But I'm proud of my son and his cousins. So before they took off, wanted to get them on the bread box.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so. Ethan, you want to say anything?
Boys, come here. Tell us what you're doing for Lent.
Yeah, let's interview the boys for a second.
What are you sacrificing? How are you growing closer to God this Lent? Inspire people who are listening.
Come on.
We could always
come on, Ethan. Come here.
We could always delete if your answer stinks, but
no, we can't. There's no way. This is live right now.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Everyone is listening right now.
It's not live. Don't worry.
The whole world is listening right now.
But these are seriously holy kids. I'm really proud.
2 million people are listening.
And I give them a hard time sometimes because I'm dad, but. It chokes me up, man. Mass today, seeing my boy and all his cousins walk in who 3 years ago were like, you know, little pipsqueaks. Now they're all 6 feet tall and muscular.
I know.
Storm into the chapel.
These kids are all growing like weeds.
Dudes, prayerful, big, holy, and cool. That's
and your daughters are turning into like these college girls that are like in grad school or
they're
something.
Gorgeous.
You're like,
and my
they're
like
6 feet
Joe's
tall, grown women.
It's anyway, like, Gaby, come here. Tell me
your
what
entire family.
Life.
You're getting
Gaby,
old, Chris.
Back.
Your entire family is getting old. That means you're getting old.
What are you doing?
Ethan, what are you doing? Come
he's
on, get, man.
He's getting his cousin.
Oh,
Gabe, what are you doing for Lent, buddy?
Hey, what's your name? Who are you? Talk.
This is my nephew and godson.
What's up? I'm Gabe.
You're knocking the recorder off here, bro. Come on, man. Come on.
Well, I did just start like a guy's prayer group with Ethan and a couple other guys, a couple of my brothers. We had our first meeting on Friday.
That's so cool. What do you guys do for your prayer group?
The first meeting, we kind of just talked just to see what's going on in each other's lives right now. So I'm not positive what's going to happen in the next meeting, but.
That's gorgeous. How old are you?
18.
How old are the other guys in your group?
We have one other 18-year-old, a 17-year-old, and... Oh, no, sorry. Two other 18-year-olds, a 17-year-old, and two 16-year-olds.
Willie, can you believe the down-to-earth maturity that like I kind of wish I had when I was 18, 15, 16?
I I cannot even explain to you how different than that I was at 18. Well, I take that back. At 18, I kind of had my big conversion at 18.
Yeah.
Like almost 19. But like when I first turned 18, like back in high school, I was just skateboarding and drunk. Just like,
It's amazing.
I'm amazed by this.
Good boys. Max, come here. My other nephew, Maximo. Maximus.
Shout out to
Maximilian.
Shout out to Ben and Candace, mom and dad here that are not here.
9 children. What are you doing for Lent?
I'm giving up. I'm giving up a few things. I'm giving up overeating, actually. Wow.
You can overeat as a teenage boy? I didn't know that was possible.
I know it's pretty insane, but
you're
it's
growing
possible.
Too fast to overeat. I love the screaming girls in the background sound effect.
Hey, welcome to my home. So you're giving up a couple things. Yeah. Not all of what you want to say to the microphone. All right, it's all good. Good man. You know, I seriously, there is like good old fashioned penance and giving up stuff that I think is underrated.
Yeah.
Because we don't feel like doing it, and you know, the whole new fad is like don't just do this for Lent. Don't just give up. Whatever.
Right.
It's like, you know what? Do other stuff and give up some stuff.
You know.
Lent should hurt a little bit.
You know what I'm doing for Lent?
Giving up alcohol.
Well, yeah. Not do it. Yeah, and then
I am too, Willie, and I invited you over for wine tonight, and you said no, and you reminded me that, oh yeah, duh, it's Lent, I gotta not drink wine.
Dude, I'm the giant sinner. You're Chris Stefanik,
I'm
dude.
An idiot.
No, I gave up alcohol for Lent, except on, I was gonna go all 40 days. I kind of did feast days and like one Sunday.
Okay.
I haven't really been good about it, but I haven't cheated outside of a Sunday or feast day, and I know. But the main thing I gave up giving up for Lent.
Wow, that's beautiful, man.
Because every Lent, I'm like, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this big thing. And then I make one little mistake on one of my things one time, and I'm like, oh, to hell with it. I'm just going to just – to hell with it. I'm just going to do whatever I want. I mean, it's blown.
Giving up. I love it. Tiny, what's the matter? Sorry, my girl's screaming upstairs.
I'm sorry, listeners, for your ears.
Hey, it's real. It's real life.
It is real.
Ethan, come here. What are you doing for Lent?
Come on, Ethan. This is Chris Stefanik's boy right here. Here's my boy.
I'm proud of
you. That's your boy right there.
By the way, my boy, he's a handsome boy.
He is a handsome boy.
Where'd you get that from, Willie?
From hanging out from me, evidently.
It's rubbing off on him.
It is rubbing off. He's got a manly mane of hair,
too.
He does.
It's amazing.
I love your hair, Ethan.
So what are you doing for Lent?
I'm glad you like my hair, Mr. Willie.
Mr. Willie's my dad.
Okay, Andrew.
Andrew. Mr. Andrew.
I'm giving up cursing and my phone.
Wow, that's gorgeous.
Kind of failing at both.
you're doing okay, buddy. You've improved a lot. Seriously, punch it. Now, why the phone? Like, what does that do for your spirit?
Yeah, exactly.
How,
I want to hear about this. I talk about this on the show a lot.
Because really, I've talked about the ideal of giving up my phone many times.
Oh, dude.
And it's near impossible. All right? How does that help you?
Well, just kind of the mentality of, like, when you have your phone, it's kind of like living a second life. Like, that's, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but you can't really live, like, actually live, like, what you can delete, correct, Mr. Whaley?
What?
You can delete stuff.
But better not to have to.
Can
I start over?
No, just keep going.
Honestly,
man.
Keep going. Because that was beautiful. You're kind of like living a second life.
No,
you're living like a second life.
That's
profoundly put.
That is profound. Yeah, yeah.
Seriously, like, don't underestimate
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because there's life happening all around you, but when you have a phone, it's a whole second universe that you're constantly drawn to. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, and just having to constantly look down, like, at who texted me, and, like, a girl texted me, and stuff, like, I don't know. I'm not the same person whatsoever because I can't think nearly as clearly. I've seen, that was a rhyme.
But dude, that is like, I talk about this all the time on my show where it's like, people are just like, I broke my screen last week and it bricked my phone for a while.
Yeah.
And I'd be without it for a little while. I mock people about this on my show. I go, oh, come on, man. It's like, it's not that hard. It's just a phone, right?
Yeah.
I freaked out, dude. I was like, I felt like, you know, and they did a study and they wired people up and they measured this and they showed them that they let them connect to people. They let them connect.
My cat just jumped on top of my chandelier.
The cat is literally on the chandelier. Oh, the teenage boys are messing with the cat on the chandelier. This is radio without a net. They wired these people up and showed them and put them in contact with people they love, like their loved ones. And they measured where their brain lights up. And then they took those people away, and then they gave them their phone in the same place and their brain lit up.
Oh, that's sick, dude.
But then they think that it's because we associate that with connection to the things we care about.
Wow.
We fetishize this object because it's the means of connection, right? But you can, Ethan, you're doing like real, literal connection.
Wow.
You're purposely unplugging from that, you know?
Now, how do you cope, though? Do you warn all the people in your life that you're about to give up your phone so that they don't feel like you're being rude? Because that's one of the problems I have. Here I'm asking my son for advice here. If I want to drop my phone, I'll get texts from people and they won't get responses.
You got 30 seconds, Ethan.
Well, I'm sorry. You have 400 people in your contacts. I have like 50, of which I don't really text. If people text me, I just say like, sorry, I give up my phone. And I tell that to my girlfriend like prior to giving it up. But everyone else, I don't care what they think.
And on that note, we have to. We're up against the break here. Don't run. You're listening to the Counter Position. I am your host, Andrew Whaley. We will be right back.
Let my sacred word to mutter. Ran too fast and turned to butter. I'm a bit too much for me to chew.
If you enjoy listening to Andrew Whaley on The Counter Position, you should become a friend of the show. Go to breadboxmedia.com and click on Friend of the Show to provide your support. Thank you.
Let me skip across the pond. I'm an ocean on and on. I'm a fish with no bowl that I outgrew. Lift my blood. See only one on track.
Welcome back to The Counter Position. I am your hanging out with a family, watching a cat go on to a chandelier host.
So lifting the cat up to kill a fly.
So they're trying to use. So
who needs a fly swatter?
We're hanging out at Chris Stefanik's house. With a bunch of teenagers.
It smells like musk.
It smells like musk and teenage body odor.
Yep.
And they're putting a cat on top of a chandelier to try to catch a fly.
Only and my wife isn't home, or else that would not be happening.
This is so awesome. All right. So Chris, what were you doing for Lent? What'd you say you're doing for Lent?
I'm not drinking. I'm going paleo.
Me too.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, I've been really bad with the paleo thing.
But you don't. Hey, you gave up giving up.
I gave up giving up. Right. That's the point.
That's been awesome. There's a lot of ways that I know throughout the year I'm supposed to be a better human being that I just am more intentional about during Lent.
Right.
I have a tendency to
like inviting your friend Andrew to come hang out.
Yeah, this massive penance.
Exactly. Normally, I'm like, "Hey, Chris, you want to hang out? Hold on, let me check with Nat and see. Let me find six different people. Hold my calendar.
Right.
Let me.
It's crazy. I've had a couple people who just for the past few years I've had just a couple issues with, and I've decided to just let it go and forgive them. And it's been a really transformative thing for me this Lent. It's amazing how we start writing narratives in our heads.
Totally, yeah.
Well, the devil, he's a great script writer, and we let him write all over our heads. You know?
Right.
So I've just decided, with regards to certain non-forgiveness I've been hanging on to, just to say, yeah, I'm done with the script. It's boring. I'm boring myself.
You know, and it's like, I don't know about you, but there's this crap that I cannot let go,
yeah.
Right? And I try, And I have literally done this. I've been in my car by myself, and I try to give up. I try to like pray for this person in this situation, and I end up rehearsing in my head.
Yeah.
Like the argument that I want to have with them, and rehearsing the thing that like made me mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I started off praying for them, and I end up rehashing the wound and rehashing what was said out loud. And my prayer to God turns into this like,
wow,
rehearsal of the grudge.
Right. You enter the battlefield of the mind and lose.
Exactly. Totally. So the boys have left. Now we're
just letting things go.
Now we're
it's
like
really tough.
Oh, totally. Like letting the boys go. And now we're swimming in various ages of girls.
Supposed to be in bed. Eloise, Mary, Noel.
Eloise, Mary, Noel, Stefan. And Tiny.
Okay. I'll come up soon and help.
Little
you.
Clementine.
Clementine, tell Andrew Whaley how you help the family.
Kissing and hugging.
Yeah, she kisses and hugs people. That's how she helps.
That's how she helps.
And she does the laundry. Okay, no, she doesn't, but that's fine. Hey, so hold on. Elle, how do you help the family?
Same with me. I do laundry.
Yeah. You guys are on drugs, okay? So, but Clementine does. Her preschool teacher asked her, how do you help the family? She said, kissing and hugging. So I'll notice sometimes I'm losing my temper, or I'm like yelling at another kid or something, and all of a sudden I'll look down and Clementine's grabbed my hand and is kissing it.
She's so sweet.
So she just wills to bring sweetness. She's a warrior for sweetness.
Yeah, Max, I kissed him a lot.
Yes.
A lot. Yes. Hey, so am I.
Eloise, you're special too. We love
you. Bunch of.
So these two girls have not inherited the shyness of my teenage boy.
No, they have not. Okay. Okay, so we got Clementine Stefanik, and we got Eloise Mary Noel Stefanik. Who I always call Eloise Mary Noel Stefanik her full name. And here's why. Because I was over at the Stefanik's house for the very first time. Mm-hmm. And there's this little like wild woman running around the house with his wild hair and stuff. And I had just met all the kids and you were just like this little wild woman running around. And then she runs up to me and I'm like, what's your name again? Because I had just met them all, and I was trying to straighten them out, right? And Eloise just looks at me like she was just indignant. She just like, and she throws her shoulders back. She sticks her chest out. She fixes her hair like you combed your hair
that
down.
That is so not true.
You combed your hair and made yourself all presentable and all noble. And you looked at me and you said, just annoyed as all get out. You're just like, Eloise Mary Noel Stefanik. So that's why I always call you. You totally did. It was, you don't remember this. It was like 5 years ago.
You know what else these girls did? And
if you don't remember it, how do you know it's not true?
You know what else they did? They come with me downtown Denver and help serve the poor.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm. And Eloise and Clementine both, what did you do for the homeless people, guys? What'd you do?
We handed out plates and sometimes we handed out plates and sometimes we handed out.
Tiny?
I handed out napkins.
Yes, and the other night we were thanking Jesus for things and I put them to bed and Clementine said, thank you, Jesus, for the poor people so that I can feed them.
No, I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
Your daughters defy our memory.
So your memory lasts for about 40 minutes on a good day. Anyway.
Tiny.
Girls, now get. Go on.
All right, you're supposed to be in bed.
Yeah, I know you're supposed to be in bed. They snuck out. Joey, as Jen brings them back up to their bed.
Yeah, we got to get Jen on here too.
Get Jen and Joey on here.
Yeah,
Jen,
we totally get.
Administer my penance.
Yeah, this is going to be
Joey,
great.
What do you got?
Okay, so
what are you getting for Lent, buddy?
Okay, so listeners, we have got something. We got something on deck for later. That's got to
awesome.
Be a first in Catholic radio. I think it's probably a first on radio in general.
Yeah.
I don't think this is. I know this
it
is.
Don't give it away yet.
No, I'm just saying. It's like, this is amazing. There's a bona fide, honest to goodness attempt by a grown sister to get little girls into bed in the background.
She sometimes shares stuff. Joey, what are you doing for Lent, buddy?
Joey, come over here. Come on. This is full on Stefanic. This is like full on Stefanic fiasco time. Okay. Okay, you stay here. You gotta be quiet, studio audience.
Thank you for the attempt, Genevieve, to put them down. Kish. Joey, what are you doing for Lent, buddy?
This is Joey. How old are you, Joey?
I'm 11.
11. Just almost a teenager. You're going
to
have
to explode with hair and stench.
You're going to be a barbarian that just walks around gruff all the time and has lots of hair and stench. It puts cats on top of chandeliers.
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing for Lent, dude?
Well, I'm trying to work out and also fast. And I'm also giving up trying to go down on just media.
Cutting down on media. Fasting, so you're giving up certain foods.
So am I.
And wait, Joe, what's your favorite way to pray, buddy? What's your favorite way to pray?
You're a prayerful guy. I know you are. You get
some. I don't know.
What do you think about the daily gospel, Rosie? What's your thing?
Eloise, not the shy.
Joey reads the gospel every morning, the gospel of the day for Mass. And you already did something. And I'm proud of you for doing that.
What are you doing? What are you doing for Lent, Eloise? What are you doing for Lent? Give her the microphone. What are you doing for Lent?
Whaley, are you sure?
I want to know.
Yeah, I'm not going to be held liable.
No, you're not going
to
be held liable
after
for
I
this.
Hand the microphone to Eloise.
Yes. Come on, you only got 45 seconds.
Wait.
What are you doing for Lent?
Same with Joey, giving it Lent pray. But
you can't drop the microphone.
Like I said.
They're working on being nice to each other for Lent too, I think.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Trying to jump higher than Joey in the trampoline.
You're doing that for Lent.
Right now.
And that's your Lent penance is jumping higher than Joey on the trampoline. Well, I think Jesus is proud of you for that.
Wait, guys, and running faster than him. And trying to make Daddy shut up.
All right.
Well, that was
that was profound.
That.
All right, here we are hanging out with Chris Stefanic and the family.
Joey choked up a little on you.
What's that?
Joey choked up a little on us, but he's when the mic goes off, the boys.
Yeah, your girls are like all over it. Your boys are like scared of the microphone. The girls are like, I want to be on the show.
I'd have Rose on, but she's at Steubenville right now checking out the university.
I know. We need to get her.
Mommy.
You know, we get her to some colleges with books, too. You know, I just.
Book schmucks.
All right.
Steubenville, Nullus Salus.
Okay.
What?
Okay, hold on, guys. Okay, so we are at the end of the break. You are listening to The Counter Position. I am hanging out in a real live, unscripted family evening with Clan Stefanic. We'll be right back.
Then how we crave a hanging. And it's dark.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
People singing, please don't sting, but please don't go.
Welcome back to The Counter Position. I am your humble host, Andrew Whaley, and we are hanging out at the house of Chris Stefanic. With way more children up than we thought was going to be up. We planned this episode. And so, in this segment, we're going to do something that is going to be easily the first time this has ever happened on Catholic radio. Probably the first time that this has happened on radio.
First time it's happened in my life. Jen,
Chris is going to get some extreme penance. Jen, everybody else did it. Get over here.
Jen, what are you doing for Lent, sweetie? How do you want to get closer to the Lord this Lent? This is my Genevieve, who is 14.
14. How is it possible that you're 14?
She gives me a hard time that I don't remember her age. Jen,
she was like
my sister Elizabeth, who's in her 30s with children, is still 14 in my mind.
Like you were like 12, nine. Actually. I guess you were like 9 when I moved here. That's bizarre. I've been here for your like growing upness. You've grown up like the last year. You've like sprouted.
She's absolutely
like,
beautiful.
She's beautiful. She's tall. She's like it's amazing
she's
to
smart,
me.
Smart, confident. She's all of that and a bag of chips. What are you doing?
Genevieve is going to be a force to be reckoned with. I'm telling you.
I'm trying to be a better sibling and just grow in my faith and humility.
How are you trying to grow in faith, humility, and be a better sibling? Like in practical ways, what's that mean?
By praying daily and just working on my patience with my siblings. And if we fight, I'm try to apologize first. I know I failed a lot, but I'm trying.
Jen,
you're my favorite.
I'm kidding, Eloise. You're all my favorite. Clementine, Joey, you're all my favorite. Sorry. Okay. You know that's a beautiful thing about love. It's a partaking in the infinite. You can love each child with your whole heart and say you're my favorite and mean it to each one. It's kind of a
just like
thing.
just like the Lord, just like our Lord looks at us and he says, "You're my favorite."
That's the
girl.
Truth, man.
It is the truth, but it is that's a little cheesy.
You know what though? Some of the most profound things are cheesy. Embrace the cheese, man. Embrace the cheese. I'm proud of you, Genevieve.
I'm a giant.
You've been doing it.
I just want to say I am a giant fan of Genevieve. I love Genevieve.
Yeah. No, you've been real patient, and that's awesome. I mean, seriously,
it's been so cool to see like your kids kids like as they've grown, like their personalities develop, and kind of how they've all kind of become like. You know, kids, when you first, I mean, they have their own personalities when they're little, but then as they get older, you can kind of like you can look back on who they were when they were little and starts making more sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing that with Schneer's kids too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all like so different, but they all kind of have that Schneerness.
They do.
Yeah. It's like your kids are like that too. I think that's a sign
yeah,
of a good family.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing.
And they all come out a different way. So the penance, the medieval torture device.
Okay.
So, downstairs.
So here's what we're going to do. I know that this is the craziest thing we're going to do. I stumbled into this. I don't know why we're doing. Why are we doing this? Why is this okay? Or why are they letting us do this?
I have a patch of hair on my back, which, you know, hair starts to disappear from the head after 40. But the Lord, in his great generosity, makes sure that it appears in other parts of the body, the ears.
Right, exactly, yeah.
The nose, the back. And
Genevieve
hates the patch of hair on my back and has been wanting to go at it with her.
So we have wax.
I am going to allow my teenage daughter to wax the patch of hair on my back. She's never done it, but you know what?
Yeah.
I
so
thought,
Chris is going.
Why
Chris,
not try it?
So wait a minute. So let's just bask in this. Let's bask in the ridiculous nature of this.
So
let's bask in the ridiculous nature of this. We are hanging out in Lent in your living room with the female portion of your family, and your teenage daughter is Chris Stefanik, Catholic speaker, Catholic famous person, Chris Stefanik.
How far is this?
Hold on a second. We're basking in it, Chris. Chris is about to get the hair ripped off of his back.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay, hold on a second. There's
been other stranger penances.
Okay, hold on a second. We're gonna unplug the recorder. So if you hear clunking, this is radio without a net.
Yeah. Jen, where are you at? Okay.
This is like the closest thing to how. This is the closest thing to Howard Stern that has ever happened on Breadbox Media. Chris Stefanik. Chris Stefanik is going to get his back waxed.
Just a little bit of back
on the show.
This
is going to be amazing.
Right there, right.
What is going on with this back?
Because I think I won't be able to handle it.
Oh, dude, that is like so much hair. You're going to be dying.
You know what though? I also want to know what my wife goes and gets the beauty wax stuff done under her legs. I mean, women do this all the time.
Your wife is going to hear that you got your back waxed on a radio show.
Seriously, don't women do this all the time?
They
get themselves all waxed and instead of shaving things. Okay, you know what? What's the big deal? How back in this possible?
Well, we're gonna find out here in just a second.
We're gonna see. You know, just how bad it is. And I don't know. You know, if it really is bad, is it because it's the back, or because I'm a man and women have a better, you know, higher threshold.
Maybe you're just a wuss.
Pain. Just right there. I want to get rid of this thing here. Here we go.
Hey, could you move the mic closer to your mouth? I really want to hear it scream.
So it's got to sit on there for how many minutes, Jen? Ow, that hurts already. She's spraying water. That's all it is. Oh, it's cleansing.
Hey, move that mic closer to you. I really want to hear this. I want my listeners to hear the scream. Because you're going to scream, and it's like a girl, and it's going to be amazing.
You know, there's a lot of other good Catholic speakers out there, but, you know, has Scott Hahn or Jeff Cavins?
Right. When was the last time Jason Everett got his back waxed during Lent?
Has Tim Gray or Curtis Martin ever done
right.
that? Father Schmitz? Come on, folks.
Yeah, come on.
They come wouldn't on. Do this for you.
I mean, on Breadbox Media.
Not on the side.
On Breadbox. I mean, Mark Shea, have you ever got your back waxed
Dude,
on
the
air?
Dude, the wax is hot.
That's because it's hot wax, Chris.
Is this going to get worse?
Yeah, it's going to get totally worse, dude. We have a little over 3 minutes.
Don't get moles off.
We got a little over 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so excited. I'm so scared. I think it's a line from Saved by the Bell.
I should have done this for episode 300, man. This would have been amazing.
Okay.
I've already recorded an interview with Michael Miley.
Not my side.
This is going to be amazing.
Softer than the back.
This is the greatest thing that has ever been on my show.
Thank you, Clementine.
This is modern Catholic fan. This is
just helped by kissing me.
This is better. This is better than the St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, ready, Jen? No, it's not done. Okay, how long does that have to
On St. Patrick's Day, we played didgeridoo, drank whiskey, and I know
what are you
it.
Doing?
And I cussed on your Facebook Live.
Come on, just do it one fell swoop.
All right. Okay, we need to get one rip before the break. We need to get one rip before the break.
What are you just grabbing the side right now, Jen? Is that what's going on?
This is going to be amazing. This is so awesome.
She's ripping the corners up a little bit. This is like when you get hung, drawn, and quartered, and they put the torture equipment in front of you and just let you look at it for a while. Just like, you know, renounce.
This is like, I feel like
Mercy.
Oh, here it comes. Here it comes.
What?
It didn't get all that.
Did the wax come off?
Not all of it.
Well, the wax isn't even off. What is... Relent.
Rip it.
Jen, grab the wax and pull it. Just pull the wax. She just keeps...
This is hands down the best thing that has ever been on Catholic radio.
I'm totally sweating. This is supposed to come off in one pull, and I feel these little tugs at my back, endless tugs, and now I have wax stuck all over my back. It's not coming. It's not coming in one swoop. Say that one more time.
It's not coming off, and it usually does. Let me remind you.
So now what?
Let me remind you. This was your choice. I have never done this. You are digging your own
thing. We're going to the end of the break here pretty soon.
Oh man, this is almost worse than I thought it would be.
Okay, look, let's
something went
hey,
wrong.
Hey, let's finish the wax
it's a
after the
experiment.
Let's finish the wax after the show. Okay. Okay.
Is this the end of the whole show?
No, we got one more segment.
Oh, man.
But we don't want to do more wax.
Okay, I think
let's
I
just
think
finish
I'm
talking, and then we after we get done, we can do this again. I don't think my listeners can
I
handle
think the wax
any...
has got to go bye-bye. Get the wax off my back. Really help me. Okay, fine. All right, fine. Is that what's happening? Is it too thin? All right, go ahead. You can break. Do whatever you got to do. This is such a failed experiment. Painful, good penance, though. I offer it for all your listeners, Willie. And for you.
This is the strangest Lenten thing that has ever happened. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We're going to go to the break, and we're going to let Chris get the rest of the wax ripped off of his back. You're listening to The Counter Position.
Then all the color glass that painter's palette smash, all the colors of my soul.
If you enjoy listening to Andrew Whaley on The Counter Position, you should become a friend of the show. Go to breadboxmedia.com and click on Friend of the Show to provide your support. Thank you.
I'm a hyena laughing fool. I'm a hero without anyone to save. Love bedecked myself in toys. I'm a poor and kingly boy. Oh, I'm lovely, and I'm dull.
Welcome back to The Counter Position. I am your host. I am your getting coughed over host by my guest.
You know, after trying the waxing, I don't see why it's such a big deal. I mean, women think they're so strong.
Okay, hold on. In case you're just tuning in, I'm here with my good friend, the beautiful, the lovely and talented, the Catholic famous, mm-hmm. Chris Stefanik, mm-hmm. who just let his 14-year-old daughter try to wax his back.
A very small portion of my back. And
it didn't work out.
Yeah, I have a new respect for women who get waxed on a regular basis. It was pretty excruciating. It was a botched experiment. Jen, thank you for the attempt.
We're eating blackberries.
I got the hot wax. She says, I know, it's my fault. I got the hot wax in me, then I like crinkled, but I flinched, and then it crinkled the wax, and then it just had to be ripped off piece by piece. And
see,
it was horrible.
And that's like when our Lord comes to us, and he tries to put
and
his
he
grace
says,
on
us. Why
he
are you
tries
so
to put he tries to put his grace on us, but we flinch. And then instead of letting him just take the sin away all at once, he takes it off. Oh, he has to rip it off piece by piece, right?
Exactly.
I'm just trying to pull this back to some kind of Catholic soap.
I think that works. Or just Chris, you should use that frontal lobe of the brain more frequently when it tells you, don't do this. Stop.
I'm telling
stop.
You, having don't, Chris Stefanik getting his wax back, his back waxed on my show, I think that is the single most Howard Stern thing that has ever happened on Catholic radio.
That was pure wholesome goodness, man. That's what that was.
No, I just mean it's just so interactive and so just a bad idea. It's kind of like Jackass or something, you know? Yeah. Like you're the Johnny Knoxville of Catholicism.
Thank you.
I want to be that.
Let's not have that brand stick.
I want to be the. I want to be the Anthony Bourdain of Catholicism, but I think you.
No. I'm going for the Mike Rowe.
You're the Mike Rowe, but I think you're the John. I think you should go
Mike
for the John.
Tried that.
I think you're the Johnny Knoxville.
No, Mike would have tried that.
Mike would have tried that.
Dude,
you're the Mike Rowe of Catholicism.
That's what I like that better. Have you watched his YouTube stuff and his TED Talk and everything?
Oh, wow.
Dude's really a smart guy. Down to earth, yet got a little touch of sublimity there.
Sublimity. You will respect he's got sublimity.
He's got some sublims going on in his tie.
So, okay, let's tell the listeners why we're calling you the micro of Catholicism. I'm arguing for Johnny Knoxville because you have a new television show coming out, right?
Yeah, called Real Life Catholic, coming out in June on EWTN and YouTube, and we're shooting for Netflix.
You are just keep trying to pull this recording gear apart.
Man.
It's impressive.
I am so excited about this show. Like we've been working on it for a long time, and I'm seeing the final edits come in.
You're doing some cool stuff. I mean, the last time you were on the show was forever ago. Okay, so I want to call you on the carpet on something on the air.
Do
right
it.
Here. On the last time you were on the show, when we were planning this season, you said in the second season that you and I were going to Costa Rica to a coffee farm.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right.
Second season's going to be, we'll probably start filming that this summer.
Right, so we're going to, so we got to time it for harvest, though.
I'm not
completely sure. Well,
you got to figure it out, man.
So we got to get, we got to find out, we don't have to go to Costa Rica. We got to go to a cop, but we're going to probably go to South America or Central America, right?
Yeah.
It's the closest.
Yeah.
Costa Rica is beautiful. We can get some surfing in.
Yeah.
So let's find out when the harvest is.
My last surf that I did on the show, Willie.
Right. So tell them about the surfing.
Well, first of all, this show is just really diving into everyday life with
Catholics. How many places have you surfed on this show?
Just two on the show. And I'm not a good surfer. I'm a horrible surfer.
I think you're the Laird. Maybe you're the Laird Hamilton of Catholicism.
With 6-inch waves as opposed to 60-foot waves. We surfed.
Well, no. Here's the thing. Is that Laird Hamilton and guys like him, Kelly Slater, they have pushed the envelope of how big of a wave.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
You can surf, right?
It's crazy.
That's been done.
Yeah.
You push the envelope of how small of a wave you can surf.
Any dummy can surf a massive wave, but who could stand up on a 4-inch wave?
Right. Chris friggin' Stefanik.
Well, I did push a new envelope, though. I surfed in a blizzard on Lake Michigan in Sheboygan, Michigan. In Sheboygan, Wisconsin. That was the last episode we filmed, and it was such an awesome experience. That whole episode.
You have a dry suit on and stuff?
No, just a wetsuit. I was cold, man. I could barely breathe at the end, but it was
worth it. Doing this Justin Schnier, Wim Hof, Michael Miley, like ice bath.
Oh, yeah, thing, yeah. You know? I feel like a new man when I was done with that surf.
I've been rocking the cold showers.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Totally, yeah.
It kicks up. I did a cryo tank once when I got to interview Phil Rivers on the Chargers field. They had a cryo tank in the field that like, you know, the pros use. And I just snuck in there. I'm like, yeah, I know, like, zillionaires come in here, but can I just sneak in the cryo tank for a minute? Okay, cool, whatever.
What's a cryo tank?
It goes down to -200, and you stand there for 3 minutes. You wear some coverings on your feet and hands, and you stand there with this mist going on you. It goes down to 200 below zero.
And, no.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That would make your skin crack.
That's what I thought, but it didn't.
200 below zero.
But you do it for 3 minutes max. So before your core cools down and damage is done to your skin, you get out.
See, I'm calling out Justin Schnier right here. You think you're cool because you get an ice bath.
No, this is
Stefanik.
The cryo tank.
This is going to be...
It was insane.
This is going to be... So this is basically like old school Knights of the Holy Queen from Steubenville. Have a contest to see who can get the coldest.
LaBote
is just going to freeze himself into a solid rock of beautiful Floridian ice.
Oh, right, dude. He's a man of comfort. But, dude, this show, man, Real Life Catholic, go to the website. We'll keep you posted if you sign up for the newsletter.
What all have you done? Just start shooting out experiences you've
had. I'm plugging myself shamelessly. RealLifeCatholic.com. Sign up for the newsletter on my website, and then you will get the notification when the show comes out so you don't miss it. We harvested crawfish in Louisiana. We
cranberries.
Harvested cranberries in Wisconsin. We I went to milk cows and make cheese and surf in Sheboygan.
Hawaii.
Went to Hawaii. Went fishing with a Hawaiian family. But really, the whole core of the show is like God is found in the experiences of His people, living in their cultures, living in their families. You know, the things they do for fun, the things they do for food. We have a real life encounter with God just by diving into those things. And, you know, so much of the world comes to associate Catholicism with different issues or controversies or, you know, people who are, you know, maybe stuffy or whatever. I don't know how many labels people slap on us. But you dive into the everyday life of Catholics and you see that this is a stunningly beautiful life. It's everyday life mixed with the power of the gospel. And bam, we just turn the cameras on and roll. And it's been mind blowing for me.
That's amazing. So you,
it's changed me.
So what else? You've done some other stuff. What else have you done?
Really, the most profound thing I've done with this show is get intentional about finding God in my experience.
Really?
Yeah, really. Like I like to think that I'm always intentional about that. But when the cameras are rolling and it's like, wait, no, Chris, it's your job. It's your job today to turn your phone off, look at the person in front of you, and find the Lord. Right? Then it's like, whoa, I gotta get serious about this. Like, I should always be serious.
Dude,
about
that. You should get your full on entire back waxed on the show.
That'll be a whole episode.
It'd be like Steve Carell in 40-year-old Virgin. You'd be like, that Kelly Clarkson that hurt.
That was painful.
That would be spectacular.
He's got some serious hair.
That guy is.
I don't have hair like that.
I don't know. You got quite a pelt on your back, man.
The back pelt.
The back pelt. You can make a jacket out of that. I'm telling you.
Right. Right. You know, we'll do an auction. We'll give away my back pelt jacket for the highest donor to our ministry.
we'll have it like made into a sweater, pair of gloves or something. We'll auction
real
it
life
off.
Catholic sweaters, Breadbox Media sweaters.
Dude, made from Christmas.
Breadboxmedia.com. No, click donate. Get a Chris Stefanik pilt.
No, I guarantee you, me and Leo Brown and anyone else with the Breadbox Media is not interested in that promotion in any way, shape, or form. I'm already regretting doing this on the show.
Oh, man. You and me both, brother.
Okay, so. Okay,
my back's
so,
still hurting.
This was, just so the listeners know, this was so totally random. Like, I came over to cook Chris a dinner. We made a big paleo caveman.
No wine.
Man feast. We're eating blackberries instead of wine now. Mm-hmm. And we had
it's a good closure.
We had some good steak, some grass fed sirloins, and some different veggies all done up. So we did a good job. And then I was just like, oh, you know what? I need to do a show. I have to do a show. You're going to do a show with me. And we ended up with a house full of kids. And Chris is like, well, I was going to let Genevieve do this thing to my back. He's like, I'm like, dude, you don't want that on the air. Yes, totally. Let's do it.
Yeah. Hey, it's all about real life, man.
That is seriously real life.
It doesn't
Catholic
get realer group. Than that.
Nothing gets more real than having your hair ripped out of your back.
I have harvested crawfish in gator infested swamps.
Right.
I've surfed Lake Michigan in the winter. I have let my teenage girl wax my back.
Your daughter's like, I've harvested dad hair off of the dad back. that's one of the nastiest things I've ever heard anyone say on radio.
It's pretty rough.
All right. Well, Chris Stefanik, enjoy your time in the sunshine and in Netflix and on EWTN, because I'm going to be the Catholic Anthony Bourdain, and I'm coming for you.
I can't wait.
We're going to have so much fun.
I can't wait, man.
I'm going to do this new show, and we're just going to, like, kill it.
I would love watching Whaley go around the world, and
we've got great ideas for this show.
Cook and eat and interact.
Right. It's going to be food-based, basically, but it's going to be
the whole Bible's food-based, man.
Of course. Right.
Redemption, the fall.
It all happens in the context of a meal.
Eating the wrong thing, and then redemption is eating the right thing, and He died and rose for us, and hey, put this in your mouth. Take and eat.
Dude, you know what? There is no better way to end an episode of The Counter Position than that. Chris Stefanik, thanks for coming out.
Dude, thanks for having me. It's fun.
It's so fun. All right, let's pull the plug. Pop the cork. Another episode of The Counter Position. Thanks for coming out, kids.
I take your place, marble stone. I take your place, marble stone.